But you have to find those players that are truly legitimate major league talent, take them to the door like they do in these other countries, and present them to Major League Baseball and say, here, here's a group of 20 black players. The next Rule Falls, the next Satchel Paige that can play, compete, and be successful and potential Hall of Famers on the Major League level, and force Major League Baseball, if that's the way we go to take these players. Now, again, we tried to do it, as you mentioned. We tried to do an independent league. We had it going for 30 days, and you couldn't tell those guys, we had black kids from all over different countries. You couldn't tell them for those 30 days that wasn't a major league. But we couldn't sustain ourselves because we had a lot of commitments that were made to us financially that did not come through. So consequently, we found ourselves, well, we got to pay bills and we ain't got the money. We had seed funding to get it started. So we didn't have the funding to keep it going because it didn't come through. We weren't drawing attendance and the cassette, so consequently, we weren't getting cassette. So we couldn't sustain ourselves. And eventually, I made the decision that we got to fold the sleeve. And of course, it was all over. He running a scam and this and that, but when you know the insight. But guys came to me that was on the team when we did make the decision before. They said, Coach, we don't care if we don't get paid. We just want to play ball. I tell them, we can't pay the umpires. We still got a $20,000 balance that's due on the field for renting the field. We put $10,000 down, but we had a $20,000. We can't pay those bills. We house the players for 30 days. We can't pay for the rent. All this stuff coming to play. You got to have sponsors. And we're still working on bringing league back. Some asked me, well, what would you do different? I said, I wouldn't do anything different. The only thing I would do is I would make sure we had the funds in the bank before we started. Because when you run a local league or a travel ball or this and that, you can cut corners and manage because you're dealing with thousands of dollars. You throw a little cookie fundraiser and raise money. Now you're dealing with hundreds and thousands of dollars. Not quite millions, but hundreds of thousands to run a independent league, and you got to have that money in place. That was the only mistake we made. I tell people we had everything planned out. We was hit with a perfect storm that we never saw in our bag up plans. And, you know, with no money, you don't move.
Well, yeah. It's any sort of athletic venture that you're trying to do, especially when it's, you know, independent of other than it's always going to be tough.
Chapter 8, Black Economic Power. Every game fueled local economies. Black newspapers ran box scores. Restaurants, hotels, and barbershops thrived when the league came to town. The Negro Leagues weren't just about baseball. They were about black enterprise. When the Monarchs came through, everybody ate. The whole neighborhood came alive. Rube Foster dreamed of a day when black and white teams would meet on the same field as equals